something that he might do with the milk to get some of the impurities out. He might pour it through a, say, a wire mesh. You say he's going to
strain it.
Sure. Something that would be a dessert. You might make it out of apple slices, or peach slices, kind of thick crust.
And on top of it?
Sure. What kind of thing?
Peach or apple or blackberries.
You like that?
Mm-hmm.
Me too. Say this expression, if somebody has a good appetite, you might say, well, so-and-so really likes to put away his
food.
Yeah. And say you have a sweet liquid, maybe milk or cream that's got sugar or nutmeg in it, something like that. Sweet liquor that you might pour on top of a pie or gingerbread or something like that.
Cream.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever call that sauce?
Yeah.
Could be a sauce. You say that one?
Sauce.
This expression, food that you eat between very good meals, you say you have it.
A snack.
And at 7 o'clock in the morning or whenever, you say you get up and you breakfast.
Eat.
Okay. Yesterday you
ate.
Right. You have.
Eaten.
Okay. If you're going to prepare some coffee, you say, well, I think I'll go in the kitchen and
put on the coffee.
Okay. And if you're not going to drink coffee, say on a hot day, you're just thirsty, you go in the kitchen and you go to the sink and pour yourself up.
Glass of water.
Alright. And you take the glass and accidentally do that, you might
break.
Sure. Yesterday you did it.
Broke.
And it has
broken.
Every time you did it. Okay. And if you're real thirsty, I might ask, well, just exactly how much do you
drink?
Sure. Well, you said yesterday I
drank.
And I had
drank.
Okay. If you're having company, several people over for a meal, and they're all standing around the table, and you don't want to keep standing. You say, oh, go ahead and
sit down.
Okay, so they went ahead and
sat.
And they have
sitting
every time you go into it. Okay. And if they're at the table, and you don't want them to wait until something's passed to them, so you say, oh, go ahead.
Have to sit.
Right. So they went ahead and
ate.
Okay, well, using that same word, help, they went ahead and
help.
And they
helped.
Okay. If you were just eating a meal with your family, and somebody passes by, that there was no way in the world you were going to eat any of that. Just, you know, like that stuff. What would you say when they pass by?
I don't want any.
Okay. Would it make any difference what you say, like if you were somebody else's house?
No, thank you.
Okay. What would you call food that's been cooked and served a second time?
Leftovers.
Right. And you say you cook the food as a
leftovers.
Okay. Well, talking about what you had to do to it, you say it's been
warmed up.
Sure. And you put the food in your mouth and you begin to
chew.
Have you ever heard of anything that you could eat by just taking cornmeal and boiling it in water, maybe add a little salt, kind of soupy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Ever heard of mush or kush?
I've heard of it.
Which one?
Mush.
Okay. Things like peas and beans and carrots and beets, those are all different types of
vegetables.
Yeah, and if you have a little place by the house where you're growing them, you
know. Garden.
And this stuff that people here in the South eat, especially for breakfast, is white ground up corn. You call that